KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of patchy fog this morning, otherwise scattered showers and thunderstorms later this morning and early this afternoon, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Police in Red Oak last night arrested a woman on a felony second-degree theft charge for the alleged theft of a motor vehicle. 18-year-old Dakota Lynn Giroux of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:15 p.m. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her cash bond was set at $5,000. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a shots-fired incident. Authorities say just after 8 a.m. Thursday, officers of the Council Bluffs Police Department responded to the 100 block of Grant Street for a report of gunshots. Upon arrival, they discovered shell casings lying in the street in front of 140 Grant Street. No known injuries or property damage resulted from the incident, which remains under investigation by the Criminal Investigation Division. Anyone having information about the incident is encouraged to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. The Iowa State Patrol says a flatbed load of aluminum spilled onto Interstate 29 Thursday morning during an accident in Harrison County. A semi driven by 33-year-old Tyrus Prothrow of Chicago, Illinois, was traveling north on I-29 at around 5:25 a.m. when the rig veered to the left and went out of control. A semi entered the median and rolled onto its side. A load of aluminum being hauled by the trailer was tossed onto a southbound lane of I-29 when the accident occurred. The trailer, which tipped over and came to rest across both northbound lanes of I-29, was hit broadside by another semi, but no injuries were reported. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Cass County woman had pled guilty Thursday to a charge of theft in the fifth degree. The charge against 43-year-old Sherry Lee Petty of Atlantic was the result of an investigation into a check written to a business in Audubon County in May. Petty was fined after entering her guilty plea. The election season has emotions running high on all fronts, including from the presidential candidates themselves. And here in Atlantic, a yard sign erected at 3rd and Maple Streets has drawn complaints from some citizens for its vulgarity. The sign, which reads "Trump that blank before it's too late" with regard to the Trump-Clinton presidential race. City Administrator John Lund said there is nothing in the zoning ordinance that allows the city to call for removal of the signs, but he said that there were restrictions on when those signs can be placed and that common sense should prevail with regard to the language.
It's not supposed to be allowed in the city limits 60 days prior to the election or 10 days after, so he would need to take it down, but it could go back up on Saturday. We don't have anything that can actually control like the nature of the language or even the imagery right now. We're working on something like that. But I think people just need to have a little sense of decency and standards and think about what they're putting up there. And
now, state officials dispute Lund's statement with regard to when those campaign signs may be placed on property. Don Williams, director of elections at the Iowa Secretary of State's office, said Thursday in an email that there is not a law that specifies how early or late campaign signs can be displayed. There were restrictions years ago, she said, but a court ruling that cited the First Amendment removed those restrictions. Lund said in October, the Atlantic City Code will be changed to state that indecent and vulgar images or offensive language are not permitted on signage within the city limits. And he says there have been some complaints at both the chamber and at City Hall about the sign in question. He said that he would talk with the homeowner and ask him to remove the sign, which Lund says is not family friendly. And he said that the end of the election season can't come soon enough.
Yeah, it's kind of a hyper-partisan situation right now. I'll be glad when the election is over, and I think everyone will be.
And a reminder today for residents of Atlantic, the homecoming parade begins at 2:30 and will result in the temporary closure of some streets. The parade begins at 10th and Lynn Streets and proceeds west on 10th to Chestnut, north on Chestnut to 2nd Street, east on 2nd to Walnut, and then finally south on Walnut to 6th Street. You should be cautious as the parade makes its way through town. The Atlantic Trojans football team hosts the Denison Schleswig Monarchs at the Trojan Bowl with kickoff set for 7:30 this evening following the freshman contest. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Viola Haas, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday in Manila. Funeral services for Viola Haas will be held today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Carolyn Steele, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Carolyn Steele will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Harold Hankey, a longtime Atlantic resident and retired jewelry store owner, died May 15th in California. A celebration of life service for Harold Hanke will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Errol Perdue, age 92 of Griswold, died August 23rd at the Griswold Care Center. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Errol Perdue will be on Saturday, tomorrow, at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Lowell Jewell, age 70, formerly of Harlan, died August 26th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lowell Jewell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dick Newberry, age 74 of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Dick Newberry will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Linda Lou Chambers, age 72 of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Linda Lou Chambers will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Eleonora Anderson, age 94 of Denison, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Eleonora Anderson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Vannebecker Funeral Home in Denison has the arrangements. David Lee Anderson, age 25 of Omaha, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center. A private visitation for family and close friends of David Lee Anderson will be held. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. And Gunnar Nielsen, age 91 of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. A private family burial is planned for Gunnar Nielsen. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.